You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin. And as always, thank you for spending the next 30 minutes with me. The gift of your presence is something that I don't take for granted. Listen, I know that we are all incredibly busy. So whenever we carve out time to do anything, it's a big deal, right? Because it's time that could be spent doing something else. So whether you are multitasking right now and maybe you're cleaning and listening to me, maybe you're doing some laundry and listening to me, or maybe you're at work and you're listening to me, thank you. I appreciate having you here with me. If you guys have not checked out the last two episodes of the show, you have no idea on the goodness that you are missing. Last episode, I had the opportunity to sit with poet, performer extraordinaire, Roya Marsh. She is a phenomenal artist. We talked so much about her career, about her journey as an artist. You know, we talked a little bit about imposter syndrome and how that tends to show up in our lives, specifically when we're going after our dreams or doing things that we love. So often we tend to get in our own heads. We become our biggest critics. We struggle sometimes to see within ourselves the greatness that others see in us. And so we spent some time talking about that, you know, and I asked Roya how she handles imposter syndrome. And so if you want to check out what she said, make sure you go listen to the episode. You know, we also spent some time talking about domestic abuse, sexual molestation, and all of these traumas that she survived and how she has used a lot of the trauma that she has experienced as the stepping stones for triumph and victory, and how she has been really intentional about healing herself, but also being intentional on not hurting other people. And I thought that was just such a pivotal moment, such a pivotal revelation, because you know what they say, you know, hurt people. And so the fact that she recognizes that she was a hurt person, and she also recognizes that she does not want to impart that same level of hurt on anyone else, was just mind-blowing to me. And she is just a true testimony of the individuals we can become and grow into when we choose to heal, when we decide that we no longer want to play the victim and actually, you know, step into our power. Because regardless of what we have experienced in our lives, we have a choice. And the choice is we can choose to remain in that broken state, in that state where we're constantly reliving the trauma or the thing that has been done to us, or we can choose to no longer be a victim, take our lives in our own hands, and decide to heal. And she is just such a beautiful representation of what a life can become, what a life can create when we decide to heal ourselves. And listen, life is not easy. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I myself have not been through traumatic experiences. I think that we all have in our own ways, you know, but what we choose to do with those experiences are really what sets the foundation for the life that we want and the future that we create. You know, and so if you didn't check out that episode, make sure you check it out. It was over an hour long, and I will tell you that it was so easy for me to talk to her, it could have easily been longer. I had to cut it because I wanted to be respectful of her time and not keep her longer than what I had said. But I'm definitely going to invite her for a part two because there were so many other things that I wanted to ask her about and I just didn't have the opportunity to. And if you missed the episode before last week where I interviewed Diane Morales, she is a candidate for mayor in the city of New York. She is the first Afro-Latina to run for mayor. And that interview was really great as well. So if you missed it, check those two episodes out, share them, share your thoughts on them. I always love to hear what you guys think about the interviews, about the guests that I have on, and then make sure to connect with them because they're two phenomenal women. And one thing that we do here on the show is to make sure that we're spotlighting women and not just spotlighting their success journey, because that's what we do. We want to show that there are so many successful women out there doing amazing things that oftentimes we're not aware of. But more importantly than highlighting the success is being able to talk about what the journey to success is like. Because so often we see the end result and we assume that they had it easy or that it was an easy road and a smooth path. And so often it isn't, right? Nothing worth having ever goes smoothly. There's always twists, turns, there's always obstacles. And so what I always try to do on the show is to make sure that we get to those moments of where we're challenged and where we encounter roadblocks. And then how do we overcome those roadblocks so that we can continue on our journey and on our path? Because it's important to see that. It's easy to see someone at the height, you know, of their career or at the top of their game. But for me, it's more important to see what it took for them to get there. Because when we go on our own path and when we're on our own journeys, so often we might encounter roadblocks and things put in our way to deter us from moving forward. And if you're not clear on who you are or what you're really seeking to accomplish, it is easy, you know, to stop, and it is easy to give up, and it is easy to buy into the excuses that we often tell ourselves, right? But I want you to know that it's worth it. If you have the dream, if you have the vision, if God put that desire in your heart, then you have the responsibility to see it all the way through. Because if God put it in your heart, then he will also give you the tools, the resources, the power to overcome any obstacle that may present itself along your journey. But you have to believe that. You have to believe that you have it, even when you can't see the path out, even when you feel like you're overcome by darkness and that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. You have to believe that God is going to make a way, even if at the moment you don't know what that way is. Just something for you all to think about. And so we are already at the end of this year, 2020. What a year you have been. And I, for one, am going to be very happy when this year is over because it has been hard. And I have said this in past episodes. Some of you have really thrived this year and others have struggled. And wherever you fall, you know, in the spectrum, know that it is okay. And if you succeeded this year and if you accomplished every goal that you set out for yourself, that is amazing. Kudos to you. Please celebrate yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. And on the contrary, if all you did this year was survive, give yourself a pat on the back too, because so many people did not survive this year. And it's important that we don't lose sight of that. I don't want you to end this year feeling like you were a failure, feeling like you didn't accomplish the things that you had set out to accomplish at the beginning of the year. This year really shook us all up. And surviving it, I think, is the greatest accomplishment that any of us could have done. You know, and so as we end this year and we start thinking about what 2021 looks like, you know, as we embrace this new year in continued isolation and quarantine, you know, the numbers have been going up and we're starting to see, you know, certain cities shut back down again. I know New York City has been putting back some of its restrictions. Businesses have been forced to close down. It's a lot, right? And so as we step into 2021, think about, you know, what do you want the new year to look like for you in this new environment? Think about the ways you may have to shift and pivot, you know, the way you have traditionally been accustomed to living and moving. I think that we have to start really getting creative in just how we show up in the world, how we show up for ourselves, so that we can continue to do the things that we love, but understanding that in any moment things can change, right? And being flexible and being conducive to change is really what is going to set you apart from everyone else. You know, and I have my vision workshop happening January 9th. This year, well, for 2021, we're focusing on bigger vision and what that looks like for you. And in what ways have you been limiting yourself and limiting your dreams and talking yourself out of the things that you're most passionate about? And so often we may not dream big, or we don't dream big enough because we can't in our mind rationalize how we would make that dream come true. But I will tell you that if you can make your dream come true by yourself, if you know what that looks like, then you're not dreaming big enough. I challenge you and I encourage you for 2021 to dream bigger than you've ever imagined, to dream dreams that you cannot accomplish on your own. You want dreams that you need God to help you fulfill. Because if you can accomplish your dream by yourself with your own skills and talents, then you're not dreaming big enough because you're not allowing God to move and work in your life. And that's what I want for all of us for 2021. I want us to just really expand our horizon. I want us to dream bigger. I want us to have the biggest dreams possible because we serve a bigger God, a limitless God, a God who is not limited by what we can see or what we can understand or what even we can accomplish on our own. And so if your dreams have historically been things only you have the ability to accomplish, then you're not dreaming big enough. 2021, the motto is big dreams, bigger God, bigger vision, right? Because with God, anything is possible. And so in the workshop on January 9th, one of the things that I'm going to be focusing a lot on in the new year is purpose, right? Purpose is that thing that, you know, it's like this buzzword, you say it and it's like, well, what is it exactly? How do I find my purpose? How do I know what I was created to be? And that is something that I'm going to be talking a lot about because a lot of us don't know what the answer to that question is, right? And at some point in your life, you've asked yourself, why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? And if you haven't asked yourself that question yet, I guarantee you that there will come a point in your life when you will, because it is that point when you find yourself searching for something bigger than you. We all want our lives to mean something, and they do. We were all created for a specific purpose, with a specific purpose. And our jobs while we're here on earth is to figure out what that purpose is and then spend the rest of our lives living that out. And this past week, I actually had the opportunity to lead a mini workshop on the Latina Made, Not Made IG page, where I talked about purpose and what it means to find your purpose, what it means to live on purpose. I mean, listen, I wrote an entire book on purpose, and this is something that I am very passionate about. And it's something that I really feel we have a duty to ourselves, you know, to think about and to sit with. And we owe ourselves and we owe God and we owe the world the time necessary to sit with ourselves and really uncover what that means, you know, for ourselves and how we show up in the world and how we use the gifts and talents that God has given us. Because I will tell you that your skills and your talents and your expertise are not by mistake. God, you know, intentionally and specifically gave those things to you. And so your job is to figure out how you're going to use that to be in service of others. You know, and so one thing that I really want to highlight is that purpose is never tied to money. Purpose is tied to service, right? So how can you use those things to help someone else, to make this world a better place? Purpose is that thing that drives you when there's no monetary gain attached, right? So it's the thing that you would do even if you didn't get paid for it. And it's important to know what that is, because so often we tend to describe ourselves by our careers, by our job titles, by our accomplishments. And it's important for us to know that we are not our careers, that we are not the titles or the labels that we apply to ourselves. We are not our accomplishments, because if we allow ourselves to be defined by those things, if we were suddenly to lose any of those things, then who are we, right? If you can allow yourself to be defined by your career, by the thing that you do, or by your title, what happens if you lose your job? What happens if you lose your title, right? At your core, you would still be you, the person that God created in this, you know, on in this planet for the purpose of fulfilling whatever his purpose for your life is. And I just want you to know that you don't stop being who you are because you suddenly find yourself on an unemployment line. So being able to understand what you were put on this earth to do really helps you to map out your life and your goals and those things that you should be working towards. And I don't want to say that, of course, you shouldn't have goals that are specific to your career or to your finances or to any of that. But all of those things in some way should be tied to your purpose. And when you know what that purpose is, it makes it easier to see how your career, how your that title that you covet, how the money that you make all ties into that higher calling for your life. So I'm just going to leave you with that this week. This is the last episode of the year. I didn't want to get too heavy with it, you know, as we prepare to celebrate the holidays in the most unconventional way that most of us have ever celebrated it. You know, for me, Christmas is the holiday, the most important holiday. For me, one, it celebrates the birth of Jesus, but it's also the holiday where my entire family comes together, you know, to be together and to celebrate. And because of COVID, we won't be doing that this year. So it's going to look a little bit different. But I want you guys to just be grateful. Be grateful for the fact that we're alive, that you have health, that you have family to be connected to, whether it's virtually or not. You know, it's important to just always stay in gratitude. And before I go, I just want to thank everyone who donated to our annual holiday toy drive. It was a huge, huge, huge success. We gave out hundreds of toys to the children of my old neighborhood in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and none of that would have been possible without your continued generosity, kindness, and support. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I wish you and your loved ones a healthy and happy holiday season. And until next year, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.